Pod People.
All right, Worsties, this episode is going to be a little crazy. We're going to dive into my hangover-esque Vegas trip. We got helicopters, we got flamethrowers, bumps of caviar, acid, shrooms, and TSA. Let's just dive right into it, okay?
Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is gonna be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this?
Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. I hope that all of you have been having a good week. So if you're keeping up with the episodes, right? I just went to Vegas. I came back on late the 20th. I got home at like midnight on like the 21st. Like that's when I hit my bed. I have never been to Vegas before, but I have a friend, a content creator who many of you probably know, Brad Podry, Scumbag Dad. He reached out to me. Like we've been mutuals for a while now. I'm also friends with his wife. We've collabed on videos before, but he was like, "Hey, I'm trying to get a bunch of people to go to Vegas and film a giant Scumbag Dad episode, like a giant, you know, like 10 episodes of Scumbag Dad for like a movie, like a Scumbag Dad movie. And it's going to be this big project. And I think by the time this episode comes out, those episodes that he filmed will be out as well. So you can watch it on his account. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm down. You know, I've never been to Vegas before. That sounds super fun. Let's do it. So the camera company that he uses is called Insta360. It's a 360 camera. And he got them to basically sponsor all of us to go like on a trip to Vegas. So, you know, free flights for everyone, free hotel stays, and then just money for anything that we needed, which was great. So I got there. I left the 17th, which was like, man, I don't even know if I can say this like legally, I don't know. I'll have to consult with my producer about this piece of information. So, I mean, I'm going to Vegas, right? Like I want to bring some fucking drugs. So I got to the plane right when it was boarding. So I'm like, okay, fuck. Like, so I get on the plane, I'm in a middle seat, like, and it's a long flight, and so it's just like 5 hours of like me sitting in between these two dudes. But like one of the guys there, I guess, was like, I don't know, like an open heart surgeon, and his like phone, he like got locked out of his SIM card. So he's freaking out and I'm letting him like use my phone. He's like, oh my God, thank you so much. It was just like a chaotic journey to get to Vegas. And then I get there, you know, I meet Brad for the first time in person. Super fucking tall. He's like 6'3", which is an entire foot taller than I am. So we get to the hotel, unpack, whatever. The LA team that was coming in, you know, they got in. And I'm actually gonna, just so you all know who I'm talking about, there might be influencers that you know. So I was there with this guy, Mo. His username is Rectamo on TikTok and Instagram. I was there with Brad Podry, Scumbag Dad. Brandon Suhu, he does like martial arts and stuff. And there was Katie, whose username is Eat It Katie, and she works for Tastemade. So she does like food and travel. And there was Marlon Ramsey Chan. He does a lot of food content as well. And then there was Mo's girlfriend, Sarah, and her friend Katie that were also there. We met up with some other influencers like during that trip. Charlie Classic. I think that was it. Aside from like the last day of the trip, my friend Stormy, who you might know as Hora the Explorer, she joined because our friend Melissa, Chunky's Dead, got COVID the day before the trip and couldn't go. So that's everyone that was there, right? So the LA team comes, everyone's finally there. We filmed the first few scenes and, you know, it was funny. Like it was... If you haven't seen it, it's basically like a really bad action movie with like really poor writing. It felt like filming like a GTA Austin Powers movie. Super funny. We filmed a bunch of stuff. And then after that, it was like, okay, like now for the rest of the night, like, let's go have some fun. So we went to this area of Vegas called Area 15. Area 15 has a bunch of different entertainment sort of venues there. So the first thing that we did was we went to this thing called Liftoff, which is basically a table that they launch into the sky, and you're basically suspended in the air for like 15, 20 minutes. Your feet are basically dangling and you can just see like, I don't know how tall it is, but it was high. Like you basically just have a drink in the sky. That was actually awful. I hated that. I hated every second that I was up there. I was clenching onto the table, acting super chill. I'm like, yeah, this is so cool. I'm having a great time, you guys. Like, no, I was fighting for my life up there. I was fighting for my goddamn life. I was so scared because you just look down and your feet are dangling over fucking nothing. And you're like hundreds of feet up into the sky. It's gorgeous up there because you can see the Vegas like skyline, which is great because there's so many like beautiful lights and stuff and buildings. Yeah, I wouldn't like actively like try to do that again. It's one of those things where if they were like, hey, we want to do Liftoff again, I'd be like, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm fucking so down for that. I can't wait to do that again. I didn't love that. That really sobered me up. We'll be right back, Worsties. Welcome back. And then we got back down to the ground and I was like, thank God that's over. And then we went into Area 15. We were going to Omega Mart. But before we did that, we got another drink. And that's when I was like, I am going to do some mushrooms now, right? So Happy Caps, which is the brand that sends me the mushrooms. They sent me some delicious mushroom chocolate. So I took 2 pieces of that. There's 5 pieces in a bar. And that was great. And then Katie also took some mushrooms. So I was like, okay, good. Katie and I are both doing mushrooms right now. And we're going to be on like a similar journey going through Omega Mart. And if you're not familiar with Omega Mart, it's basically like you're walking into a supermarket. And it looks like a normal supermarket. But then you look closely at things and things aren't quite what they seem. Like labels on things are kind of like one of them was like orange mitosis. And then on like the pricing tag, it just said, this can't be happening right now. And so it's like, there's a whole story to it. There's like lore to it, which is very interesting. But here's the thing. So I take mushrooms. I'm starting to feel the mushrooms as we are going into the Omega Mart. First thing I see, right, is a little stand full of bleach. And it says personalized bleach, and one of the bottles has my last name on it. Now, my last name is Potenza. That is not a very common last name. I'm like, why the fuck is my last name on a bottle of bleach right now? Everyone else has moved on. Everyone else is like going, like they're ready to like go into it. I'm like, no. Like, we need to talk about this, you guys. Like, we need to unpack what's going on right now because I'm on drugs. And there's a bottle of bleach with my very specific last name on it, right? So on the other bottles of bleach, right? Like, I don't know, like, it'll be like Marissa, but it'll be there'll be like a little spelling wrong. It'll be like Magrissa or something. Like, they'll change it like just a little bit. So for me, it was Potenzia. So they added an I to it, but I'm like, all of the rest of the names are just like normal names. why is my last name on a bottle of bleach in this Omega Mart? And Brad is no help at all, because I'm asking Brad, I'm pleading with Brad, because Brad's not on drugs at this point. I am. And Brad's like, oh, they knew you were coming. And that's his only, like, that's the only thing he tells me. He's just like, oh, yeah, they knew you were coming. And I'm like, no. Like, someone needs to. I couldn't get over it through the whole time I was in there. Like, to this day, like, still, I'm still like, hey, yeah, that Vegas trip was really cool. Remember that bottle of bleach? What was going on there? I need some answers, Omega Mart. I need someone to answer me. I'm going to reach out to a representative. Anyway, so we go through the store, and it's just like every single item that they're selling there isn't quite right. They'll have like cans of soda, but the soda says gender fluid on it. And then you'll open the freezer or like a fridge in like a drink section. It'll be like, this is goat pus and like random stuff. They have like a meat section, but the meat has like the Mona Lisa on it. So it's just like really weird stuff. But then you'll open like a freezer door, and that freezer then takes you in to the freezer. And then you're in like an alternate world where there are like crazy lights, and it's kind of like alien and weird, and like it's hard to explain, but like there are tons of videos of it like online, but it's just like very cool, and there's so much to do in there. Like there's so much to explore. They have like a bunch of rooms that are like it's very trippy. So I recommend doing drugs before going there. Absolutely. Ignore the bleach thing. I know that sounds scary, trippy, but like it's so fun. And like I remember like I walked into one room that was just like pulsing lights. And one of the girls I was with, Sarah, was just like, wow, I feel like I'm on shrooms right now. And I was like, dude, I am on shrooms right now. This is fucking crazy. There was a strobe light room that I walked into, and I know what you might be thinking. Stanzi, you have epilepsy. Why would you walk into a strobe light room? And it's to assert dominance over my disability. I was proving the fact that I was alpha enough to not allow the seizures to enter my body. That's the alpha male in me. And I didn't have a seizure, which clearly means that I asserted dominance and I am an alpha male. Moving on. So we go through there, and also I bring out the poppers. Now, I was with what I am presuming was mostly straight people for like the entire time I was there, which that hasn't happened to me in a while. Like I'm almost exclusively around gay men all the time. Like it was like one of those things where I was like, it's been 2 days. I haven't said slay once and like stuff like that. So like none of them like were familiar with what poppers was. So I'm like, hey, you guys, like, just so you know, I have, you know, poppers. So I sit down with Brandon, and we're sitting in this very trippy room. Like the walls are full of like feathers and eyeballs and I don't know, whatever the fuck is going on. And the lights are really trippy. And we're just sitting there on a bench, and he just does poppers for the first time. And like, it's so special to introduce particular drugs to people for the first time. I'm like, yeah, I just introduced you to something that you're gonna fucking love. And they did. So I got all of these like straight influencers like, oh yeah, you got those poppers? At one point, like Mo came up to me because I was explaining to them what poppers was. He's like, hey, do you have that gay anal lube on you? And I was like, that is not what that is. But yeah, I do have poppers on my person right now if you would like to try. And like that wasn't where the night ended. That was just the beginning of the night. So after that, we went upstairs. I was like, who else wants mushrooms? And everyone was like, I do. So I took everyone out to the parking lot. We waited for a cop to walk by us, and I gave everyone some mushroom chocolate. And then we went upstairs to this other place called Wink World. And Wink World was so sick, especially when you are tripping balls, because they give you special glasses. They shuffle your whole group into a small little room, and it's like pitch black in there. But then like a voice will kind of come on and be like, here's the meaning of life. And then all of a sudden slinkies start like bouncing up and down, and like music starts playing, and it's like the lights are really trippy and like neon, and it's like a laser light show that you're kind of just watching. And it's like that for a little bit. And then the doors open and you go into the next room. And then it's the same thing. This guy's like, by the way, here's another meaning of life as well. Like, I don't remember a goddamn thing that was said, but I feel like they're trying to make you feel trippy on purpose. And then it'll just be like random, like strings. Like, it's just like a light show with lasers and whatever. And at this point, like, we're all tripping balls. We're like, wow, look at all these lasers. This is crazy, man. we're just tripping balls. And the thing about being fucked up on like a drug like mushrooms or acid or something with a bunch of creators is that like you just feed off of each other's like creative energy. So like, I don't know what happened, but then after that was over and we got into the car, I started talking about like Boston, and then somehow it spiraled into like we made up a story about how like Boston is actually, you know why? It was because Marlon at some point was like, oh yeah, they got crabs in Boston, right? And I was like, what the fuck do you mean they got crabs in Boston? I'm like, are you talking about like lobster rolls and stuff? He's like, oh yeah. But then we started joking about like, oh yeah, the crabs in Boston. Everyone knows about the Boston crabs. It's what we're known for in Boston. So then like we started making up like a story about Boston, like how Boston is actually has ties to Soviet Russia. And like, it's so hard to explain when I'm not fucked up, but we're like, ah, yes, Boston, Mother Boston, yes. Mother Boston tied to Russia, the homeland, yes. We were so poor, all we had was crab to eat. All we had was crabs and lasers. Like, my mom was a crab, I was a laser. Like, it was just like absolute bullshit. Like, nothing we were saying meant anything, but we're dying laughing. And then we go to In-N-Out, right? We have a little break at In-N-Out. And then Brad is like, all right, I'm going home because I need to sleep. If you want me to drop you off at a bar or whatever, let me know. And I was like, okay. So he drops us off at this tiki bar. And also, like, you can smoke indoors in Vegas. So we go to this tiki bar. Oh yeah, my producer fucking loves tiki bars. So he's super stoked right now. Yeah, we went to Frankie's. So we went to this tiki bar called Frankie's. And I forgot to mention, like, the first 2 days that we were there, Katie's boyfriend Aaron was with us. And Aaron, I think he does like mixology stuff, which is really cool. He looks like an 80s rock star. He's like 6'4". He looks like an 80s rock star. Very cool guy. So we're all there together. I'm drinking Zombies, which is just like a really like, I was like, yeah, I'm getting fucked up right now. Zombies, they're just like very boozy. Very, very, very boozy. So I'm telling everyone, I'm like, yeah, everyone get a zombie. It's going to taste like ass, but it's going to get you fucked up. Because at that point, the mushrooms had worn off and I was like feeling normal again. So I was like, all right, let's drink a little bit more. There's a guy there who's from Boston. He finds out I'm from Boston too. But then he's like, here's about my parents' divorce. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm talking to this guy for a little bit. And then we're like, I'm like, anyway, I have to go. So like some people go home and then me, Aaron, Sarah, and Brandon, we go to the Bellagio and we go and meet Aaron's friend who's there who also works in like mixology and stuff. He has some like crazy executive suite that he brings us up to. Dude looks like he's just like dripping in cash. Like he looks so expensive. Like, so we go to his like executive suite. He whips out like a bottle of like, oh, this is like a 1990 bottle of blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, it's like fucking wine. So like we're drinking, we're having tequila. And then he pulls out caviar. So we start doing bumps of caviar. I'm like, at that point, it's like 4 a.m. and I'm doing like bumps of caviar in this dude's like executive suite at the Bellagio. What the fuck is my life right now, bro? And so that is like, that was it. So we did that. And then I went home and then I hit my pillow at like 4:30 a.m. Right? That was day one. That wasn't even the party day. That was day one, bro. That's crazy, because here's the thing is that like the rest of this journey involves acid. Cirque du Soleil, flamethrowers, and machine guns. And helicopters. Like, we haven't even gotten to that. So you're going to have to stay tuned, right? You'll have to wait for the next episode or two, depending on how much information I can fit into the next episode. If you want to hear about the rest of the Vegas trip, and you will, because it was so insane. And I haven't even talked about my first time doing acid yet. So stay tuned for the next episode, all right? I will see you next week. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Carter Wogon, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Gabrielle Rose at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, have a great week, and I will see you in hell.